This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 8, 2018. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll has decided to replace the city's longtime representative to the Essex Tech School Committee. Driscoll said she will not reappoint Tom St. Pierre, who has represented Salem on the committee for more than a dozen years and is one of the board's longest-serving members. Driscoll did not give a specific reason for replacing St. Pierre other than to say, it's a good time to select a new representative. St. Pierre is Salem's building inspector and played a key role in helping oversee construction of the $133 million Essex Technical High School, which opened in Danvers in 2014. The mayor is quoted by Paul Layton as saying, now that the new building has been completed and the new school is up and running, it's a good time to onboard a new Salem representative to the regional school committee. Driscoll said she has not yet selected a replacement. St. Pierre, whose three-year term expired December 31, will remain on the committee until a replacement is in place. Salem has 183 students at Essex Tech, the second most behind Peabody, of the 17 communities that comprise the Essex North Shore Agricultural and Technical School District. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Swampscott finances are getting a ratings boost. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, the town of Swampscott's bond rating has been upgraded to AA+, which officials said will help reduce the cost of borrowing, and it's a reflection of efforts to improve Swampscott's long-term financial stability. Gayla Colley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Ronald Mendez, town treasurer and assistant town administrator, said the town's bond rating before the upgrade from Standard & Poor's Financial Services was AA2 on Moody's bond rating scale, which is equivalent to a rating of AA on the Standard & Poor's rating scale and is one step lower than its current AA+ rating. AA+ is the second highest rating possible and was obtained in connection with the upcoming issuance of a $5.875 million in general obligation bonds to fund several capital projects, including the new turf field at Bloxage Field, sewer main work, the purchase of a new fire engine, and a recent LED streetlight upgrade, Mendez said. Quote, this upgrade is a real recognition of the fiscal discipline that the town has tightened up over the past several years, Mendez said. Swampscott now maintains budget stabilization reserves in excess of 15% of the revenue and has a plan to address the pension and other post-employee OPEB liabilities that have been and continue to be an area of concern. Swampscott Selectman Peter Spellio said that it's been many years since the town has seen an increase in the bond rating, which is a reflection of improved fundamentals in town, but is also an indicator of one of the biggest challenges of a AAA rating, which is unfunded pension liabilities. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, final conditions for a new 23-home subdivision planned in West Peabody, which has proved controversial with neighbors, will be determined before the planning board at its next meeting. The board was originally scheduled to meet Thursday night and make up its final approval of the project, but the blizzard changed those plans. City Hall closed for the day, and the meeting was postponed. It will likely be rescheduled to January 18. Developer Carl Kruppe of Wilmington plans to build a subdivision called Birch Hill Estates over the next 3 to 4 years at the end of Villa Lane off Birch Street. Newly sworn in Ward 6 City Councilor Mark O'Neill hand-delivered letters on New Year's Day to inform nearby residents of the meeting, which will include regulating construction times, street sweeping, and truck routes for construction vehicles. The road parallels Birch Street, and neighbors adjacent to the 15 acres of land have voiced concerns about traffic, proximity to the Burke Elementary School, construction truck routes, noise from rock crushing, clear-cutting trees, and possibly increased water runoff from the site that could worsen flooding in the area. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.